I'm told that rich, posh people put their children down for eating before they're born, probably before they're conceived. Well, these days, we have to make an appointment to see a doctor before we fall ill, and an appointment for an ambulance before we need one. And you have to book a heating engineer well before the central heating boiler breaks down. I forgot to fix a breakdown appointment when we had hot radiators and hot water, so we've been freezing for ages, and we're likely to stay freezing probably until the summer, if we get one this year. After last year's cold, nasty summer, I can't remember what sunshine feels like, hence the hat, scarf and gloves, I'm afraid. Oh, how I wish someone would invent some way to warm up the planet. Actually, the failure of our boiler is more interesting than you might think. As you doubtless know, birds won't roost near to the 5G transmitters, which have been erected all over the world. We used to have a parliament of crows living in trees close to our house. They've gone. A transmitter was put up in the lane recently. They didn't like it. At the same time, workmen in a plain van appeared and spent 2 days digging up the lane. There didn't seem to be a reason. But within weeks of this happening, our phones stopped working, our Wi-Fi became so erratic that it takes hours to put up articles and videos on our already heavily attacked sites. Our TV and DVD player remote controls stopped working, our freezer broke, our cooker gave up the ghost, and yes, you've guessed it, our boiler stopped working due to an electronic problem of some kind. Oh, and the car's electronics went on holiday, and we've both had worrying and slightly mysterious headaches. Coincidence? I think not. I don't believe in them these days. The dirty tricks get dirtier. Stuff like this, and far, far worse, has been happening to us for years. I've been banned and suppressed for decades. Twice I've been subjected to extensive tax investigations, and on both occasions they gave me refunds because they found I'd overpaid. But things have got far worse in the last 4 years, and what's happened to us is significant, but it shows quite vividly how desperate they are to suppress the truth about the fake pandemic, about the flu known as COVID, about vaccines, and about their terrifying plan. Last week I was hacked so often that in one day alone I had to change email addresses and passwords 4 times and eventually began to lose track of reality. I've had to dump a laptop and an iPad because they were invaded by one of those keystroke programs. We had a private server that had to be ditched, and the lies on Google and Wikipedia have been as damaging as they were intended. Someone we trusted and paid well to help us turned out to be employed by the enemy. His ruthless deceits, endless lies, manipulations and fraudulent behaviour were beyond anything I've ever come across before. He came with what appeared to be impeccable connections. The enemy will do anything to suppress the truth. After I was banned from YouTube, I moved to what was then known as Brand New Tube, where the boss was told to dump my channel or else. He bravely refused, so the or else happened and my videos and the entire platform went down. One of my websites, vernoncolman.org, had to be closed after a mole got in and we couldn't tell what was damaged. It's no fun, and to be honest, it's getting a little tiring. Still, we're fighting a war, and it's what happens in a war. Read my book, Truth Teller, The Price, to find more about how they've hidden the facts. It's January 2024, and this is video number 334. It was in February 2020 on my website, vernoncolman.com, that I first questioned the official threats being made about COVID. Since then, I've lost count of the number of bizarre claims and threats that have been made. Back in the summer of 2021, health professionals were told they had a responsibility to actively encourage pregnant women to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The official enthusiasm was shared by fashionable media doctors with expensive haircuts, journalists keen to catch the approving eye of the government, and people who knew nothing whatsoever about pregnant women or vaccines, but who could recognise a profitable bandwagon at 500 yards. I immediately wrote that I did not agree. That was in August 2021. I said I believed that health professionals had a responsibility to stop giving the experimental jab. And I pointed out that the COVID jab was an injection that didn't do what most people thought it did. And I reminded readers that I had revealed back in 2020, before the jab rollout began, that the so-called vaccine produced a massive number of dangerous side effects. I was the first doctor to draw attention to the dangers. They faked a disease, they faked a test, and they faked a cure. I warned about heart and brain problems and blood clotting in 2020. I warned that no one knew what would happen to those who were injected with the COVID jab. Will it have an effect on the pregnant woman or on the health of the baby? I asked. I pointed out that no one knew because the vaccine was experimental. Will it affect the fertility of the newborn baby? I asked. I pointed out that no one knew because the vaccine was experimental. Will it affect the physical or mental health of the baby in 1 year, 12 years or whatever? I asked. I pointed out that no one knew because the vaccine was experimental. I reminded readers of my website that in January 2021, the World Health Organization had recommended that pregnant women should not be given the COVID-19 experimental jab. It was agreed that there was not enough safety data. Pregnant women had not been enrolled in the initial trials. There was also real doubt about whether it would be safe to give the jab to women who were breastfeeding. So why were women officially told that they should have the jab? I reported then that I'd hunted round and that although I'd seen a good deal of published material, I'd still not seen adequate conclusive clinical evidence telling us what might or might not happen to pregnant women and their unborn babies. I reported that I'd been unable to find any evidence proving to my satisfaction that the COVID-19 jab was safe to be given to pregnant women. I reported, however, that I had seen a massive amount of information showing that the COVID-19 vaccine was associated with thousands of deaths and millions of significant adverse events, and that the warnings I had issued in 2020 were accurate. My conclusion remained that no one should be given this experimental vaccine. I certainly would not give this jab to a pregnant woman or a woman expecting to be pregnant, I said. And I pointed out that we should never forget that it's not up to those of us questioning the safety or efficacy of a medicine or injection to prove that it's dangerous. It's up to the promoters of that medicine to prove that it is safe. And they haven't, and they can't prove that the COVID-19 jab is or will be safe for pregnant women, for children, or indeed for anyone else. For the record, I pointed out that I'd been writing about drug interactions and adverse events for well over 50 years, and although I was probably the most experienced doctor in this field in the world, I'd been banned by all mainstream media and most of the internet. Now, it's 2024, and women who are pregnant or who have just had a baby are dying in worrying numbers. Between 2020 and 2022, a total of 293 women died in the UK while pregnant or within 42 days of the end of their pregnancy. That's a maternal death rate of 13.41 per 100,000, and it's a massive rise on the 8.79 deaths per 100,000 which occurred in the previous years. The main cause of death was thrombosis or thromboembolism. Heart problems also occurred, and the medical establishment is now puzzled. What on earth could be the cause, they ask? Could it be poor health, they ask? Could these women be dying because they are obese, they ask? Or do women need better care during pregnancy, they ask? No one can see the obvious answer. It seems to me that these women are dying because they were given the COVID-19 jab, which is known to cause blood problems. I think you'd have to be an idiot or bought and paid for to disagree. Back in 2020, I warned repeatedly that this would happen. I repeatedly said that pregnant women in particular should not be given this jab. No one listened. Everyone in the medical profession and the media sneered and simply found new ways to ban me. Doctors with media exposure insisted that the COVID-19 jab was perfectly safe for adults, children and pregnant women. Journalists with no experience and no knowledge announced to the world that the vaccine was safe for pregnant women. Bought and paid for fact-checkers did what they were told and announced that the COVID-19 jab was the safest product ever made, perfectly safe for everyone. How many people are going to die as a result of all the lies? Back in 2020, and it's 2024 now, I warned that there would be an epidemic of heart disease, strokes and cancer recurrences. The medical establishment sneered. Today, the medical establishment professes itself puzzled by the epidemic of heart disease, strokes and cancer and the massive number of unexplained sudden deaths among young people. The Bangkok Post attacked me viciously in 2020. Today, they're warning about the COVID vaccine problems. Never forget, by the way, that it isn't that long ago that the medical establishment was recommending smoking as a good remedy for a weak chest. I could give you dozens of other examples showing that the establishment's always been on the wrong side of the medical science. I also warned that COVID vaccine injuries would be blamed on COVID-19, the rebranded flu. I have to admit, however, that part of me didn't think that the public would fall for such outrageous propaganda. Sadly, I underestimated just how gullible and unthinking the mass of people are. The other day, for example, I overheard two women in a shop talking about a neighbour's teenage son who was in hospital with myocarditis. One of them said, "It was COVID-19 that caused the myocarditis, even though he'd been fully vaccinated against it." The videos in which I warned about the dangers of the vaccine were banned everywhere. So millions have, like that woman, been deceived and deprived of truths. But there is now no other logical explanation. When is someone in the medical establishment and the mainstream media going to understand that the COVID-19 jab is lethal? The answer, I fear, is probably never, because the truth is too damned inconvenient. So, what is the plan? What, apart from unending wars, mass starvation, and broken economies, will 2024 bring? We know that the COVID jab wrecks the human immune system. We knew it would do that from the beginning. We know that people who've been jabbed are more vulnerable to a range of infections. We know the side effects are often lethal or damaging. And it seems likely that the epidemic of sudden or unexpected deaths among previously healthy people can be blamed on this toxic and useless invention. We can only speculate about what else this dangerous experimental substance might do. At least one expert, a German pathologist, has uncovered evidence showing that the spike protein produced by the COVID mRNA jabs is replacing sperm in men who've been vaccinated. Just what impact this will have on fertility and population growth among the vaccinated is a subject for research. Research which will probably never be done. Add this problem to the feminization of men caused by female hormones in drinking water, and you can see how the conspirators are planning to reduce the number of women becoming pregnant. And don't forget, other research has shown problems with the ovaries in women. What else is there? Well, one possibility, just a wild guess, is that the COVID injection will interact in some way with subcutaneous implants used as part of the proposed digital ID system. My suspicion has for a long time been that the COVID jab was merely a test to try out some form of weapon system. And here's another possibility. Billionaires and scientists have been vaccinating animals from over 100 different species with a variety of jabs, including the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. One set of researchers actually said, I promise you, that animals volunteered. And now animals are falling ill with terrifying symptoms. There's a real possibility that humans injected with the COVID-19 jab may develop similar symptoms. I can't tell you that will happen, but no one else can tell you that it won't. And as I warned years ago, I have little doubt that within the next year or two there'll be a huge number of deaths from heart disease and circulatory problems. Those deaths will be blamed on the lockdowns, which did, as I warned in April 2020, have a very damaging effect on healthcare and, in the UK, on strikes by doctors and nurses. The vaccines will, of course, be ignored as a risk factor, even though I warned about these very problems well over 3 years ago, giving solid evidence for my warnings. And there's another very serious problem with the so-called COVID-19 vaccine. Normally, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD, takes years to develop in humans, but scientific papers have been produced showing that CJD developed a few days after the COVID-19 jab had been given. Numerous other cases have appeared, with many of those diagnosed being diagnosed within months of being jabbed, and many of those who were diagnosed dying quite quickly. You'll not be surprised that I warned about the risks of this type of brain disease back in 2020, and nor will you be surprised that I was universally mocked by doctors, journalists, so-called fact-checkers, and miscellaneous trolls. You'd have to be certifiably insane to allow yourself to be jabbed with the COVID-19 so-called vaccine, and you'd have to be homicidal to give it. The evidence proving that this garbage isn't fit for purpose is utterly overwhelming, and yet, of course, no one will debate its value with me. That tells you everything. The mainstream media just builds lies on top of lies. The other day I saw a headline predicting that a new strain of COVID will kill 100% of those it infects. Why not 200% of those it infects? It's sheer lunacy, but it's official lunacy. I fear that in a year or two, or even earlier, governments everywhere, aided and abetted by the Gates-controlled WHO, will announce that a new, even deadlier virus has been isolated. Indeed, they're already practicing the scaremongering with a warning about an imaginary disease which they have invented. The disease, named as Disease X, was promoted as if it were real, with mainstream media headlines reading, "World leaders gather over Disease X threat that could kill 20 times more than COVID," close quotes. They were, of course, gathering in Davos, which has been the official address of hell for some decades now. The only question is why, since Disease X is entirely imaginary, did the WHO limit itself to suggesting that it could kill 20 times more than COVID? Why not 1,000 times more than COVID? If you're going to make up diseases, why not be more imaginative? And inevitably, a new vaccine will be promoted with tremendous enthusiasm. Next time round, it's possible that people who are vaccinated with the new jab could be dead within 5 years at most, especially if their bodies and immune systems were buggered by the COVID jab. Does that sound insane to you? Just remember, please, that in my book Coming Apocalypse, which was published in April 2020, nearly 4 years ago, I predicted the compulsory vaccination programs, digitalization, and the slaughter of the elderly. Check out my predictions for the last 4 years. I stand by everything I've said in over 300 videos, several books, and thousands of articles from my website. But telling the truth and publishing evidence has resulted in increasingly vicious bans and endless lies, and my entire history has been rewritten by the CIA and other government agencies. And still the British COVID inquiry refuses to allow me to give evidence in an expensive inquiry which merely takes evidence from people who got everything wrong. There is no accountability, and the lawyers are not interested in knowing why I got everything right and the government and the medical establishment got everything dangerously, predictably wrong. YouTube, the BBC and the rest of the media are responsible for genocide by fake news. Their staffs will be immortalised for their betrayals and treachery. YouTube, incidentally, was so determined to destroy me that after banning me for life, they went back and deleted TV programs of mine which were 20, 30 and even 40 years old. I've been warning about impending fascism and medical malpractice for decades, but none of those old programs they deleted had anything to do with COVID or global warming. They presumably deleted them out of spite and to try to destroy my reputation so that my attacks on the lies would be ignored. And Wikipedia removed the pages which dealt with my books about Bilberry, set in the 1970s, and my four novels about Mrs. Caldicott. What on earth was that about? Meanwhile, the mainstream media is starting to give space and time to doctors and nurses who originally promoted the COVID jab with enthusiasm, but who are now belatedly and at no risk to themselves sharing their fears about the safety of the vaccine. Don't trust any of them. These charlatans and fake prophets made tons of money out of COVID-19. But once the next scare begins, they'll show their true colours by siding with the conspirators, the globalists and scaremongers again. And now they're promoting the measles vaccine and the flu vaccine and the shingles vaccine, and warning about disease X, which is going to kill everyone unless we get vaccinated. I always warned that COVID was merely a trial run to make people scared and compliant. The medical establishment won't ever debate vaccination programs, even when there's no evidence that a vaccine is effective, and plenty of evidence proving that it's dangerous and can do more harm than good. Debate and discussion are banned, and anyone who asks questions is punished, vilified and destroyed. If they were confident that they were right, you'd imagine that they would want to debate with me so that they could prove I was wrong. But they know I'm right and they're wrong, so they refuse to debate COVID, vaccination or any of the important issues. The establishment now talks about the COVID virus having originated in a Chinese lab. So that was obviously a lie, as it always was, when the establishment and the mainstream media start agreeing about something, and then it's a pretty safe bet that it's a lie. The morbidity and mortality figures prove beyond doubt that COVID was merely the remarketed flu. That was the clue back in 2020. They blamed Wuhan to make people think COVID was truly lethal and to get us prepared for a war with China, the next phase of World War III. When you realise that governments around the world want to reduce their country's population and don't want the people travelling anywhere, then everything they do appears to make sense. They want us all impoverished. That's why they're destroying the global economy. And they don't want you to own anything. In Britain, more and more people are supporting assisted suicide, which is a bit like turkeys voting for Christmas. No doubt the government has seen how well Canada is doing at reducing their population with legally assisted suicide. And so they want to introduce it here too. Is the plan to make people as miserable as possible so that they'll queue up outside these death clinics to kill themselves? How long will it be before they say that it's the duty of the over 70s to kill themselves to relieve the burden on healthcare, and then handing those who don't comply white feathers for cowardice? Then that age will be reduced to 60, then 50, and so on. Don't think that'll happen? Then you've underestimated just how evil the powers that should not be truly are. I once had books published in 26 languages. Now I have no foreign publishers, and although I've sold over 3 million books in the UK alone, you won't find any of my books in British bookshops these days. And there are 8 foreign publishers who don't even send me royalties they owe on books which they sold. I used to be one of the highest paid newspaper columnists, but today I'm totally, completely and utterly banned. Editors have been instructed not to speak to me. I refused to monetize my videos or website because I didn't want to be contaminated by adverts. But I'm beginning to think that that was maybe a mistake. The Royal Society of Arts expelled me, and I'm universally attacked as an alleged discredited conspiracy theorist for the 21st century crime of telling the truth. For years now, I've been the most banned doctor in the world, but no one has found any errors in over 300 videos, thousands of articles, and a number of books. Unqualified teenage fact-checkers employed by governments and lobbyists have tried and have lied but have failed to find any errors. I'm banned from all social media, but they allow fake sites in my name to continue and they refuse to remove them. Some of these fake sites have thousands of so-called followers. I've been banned, suppressed, oppressed and libeled for the very modern sin of telling the truth. Early in 2020, my videos were regularly watched by millions. That quickly changed. Today, it's difficult to find my website or my videos. I never monetized the videos or my websites, and my income has been devastated and our lives have been destroyed for telling the truth. Tradesmen won't come to the house. I've had one pointless and absurd threatened lawsuit, which was no more than a time-wasting nuisance. Deep cuts were made in two car tires, presumably in the hope that we'd have a serious crash. The price they charge for honesty these days is a high one. I've told you all this for one reason only, so that you understand just how evil the enemy really is, so that you understand how utterly desperate they are to keep everything secret. They won't discuss or debate what they do. I've made dozens of challenges, which have all been ignored. The medical establishment and the mainstream media are now owned by very ruthless people, and they're determined to stamp on the truth and anyone daring to expose their lies. The future looks bleaker by the day. Social credit is almost here. The Bank of England is introducing its own cryptocurrency this year. Banks are closing with frightening speed. Anyone wanting to travel to the EU will, from October 2024, have to be fingerprinted and photographed, just like a criminal or slave. In the 4 years since we started to expose this fraud, we've been demonized, attacked, and ruined. My wife, Antoinette, who was still recovering from surgery for cancer, was not well when we started, but she's been enormously brave, especially when the threats were coming thick and fast. For a couple of years, we kept walkie-talkie radios with us so that we could communicate with each other if one of us thought we heard a noise in the house. We're both Christians, but we seriously considered a suicide pact. However, the long-term toll has begun to show, and I'm going to take time off from writing for my website and making videos to try and look after my wife. Her last hospital consultation was, as usual, by telephone, and lasted about as long as a wrong number. She needs more, and maybe the trolls will put their energy and anonymous courage into fighting governments and conspirators by making their own videos. Or maybe they'll just prefer to continue sniping from the shadows. Thank you to everyone who's supported us. You've kept us going for 4 years and longer. Please share this video with everyone you don't know or do know. And please remember, you are not alone. More and more people are waking up. And once they're awake, they don't go back to sleep. Distrust the government, avoid mass media, and fight the lies. And thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair.